podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Cultivating Calm, a podcast all about anxiety and how to overcome it. Anxiety can quickly overwhelm our lives with stress and worry, but this podcast works to help relieve those anxious thoughts and feelings. In this series, I will be discussing not only what anxiety is, but ways in which to calm the mind and tips on how to cope with your anxiety in new and effective ways. Hi everyone, and welcome to the second episode of Cultivating Calm. Let's start by jumping right into the topic this episode will focus on. Today is all about taking charge of your mindset. Anxiety disorders have many causes, like I talked about in the last episode, but anxiety can also stem from your mindset and the way that you think. This episode will help you in changing and controlling your mindset to ease some of your anxiety. You might be asking yourself, what even is a mindset, and does it really have the power to cause anxiety? Well, in short, your mindset can cause anxiety, and here's why. Your mindset influences how you see life. It is unique for everyone because everyone has their own different views of what the world is and how to live their lives. Your mindset can have a big influence on your life's outcomes and accomplishments. According to Dr. Jacob Towery, a clinical instructor in the Department of Psychiatry at Stanford University, mindsets are a set of assumptions, and these belief systems help you set expectations, plan for the worst, and guide decisions based on these assumptions. Now, having and making assumptions are not necessarily a bad thing, but sometimes it can cause you to view certain situations in a specific way or cause you to make decisions that you otherwise would not have made if you didn't have these assumptions. Your mindset or set of assumptions affect anxiety because you are essentially letting your mind and thoughts control every aspect of your life. If those thoughts and assumptions are negative, then this will spark anxiety. You may have heard of the terms fixed and growth mindsets. Stanford researcher and professor Carol Dweck coined these terms to describe belief systems about your ability to change, grow, and develop over time. A fixed mindset is one that believes your qualities are unchangeable, while a growth mindset is one that believes you can change over time. Having a fixed mindset will limit your possibilities for a successful future because, as Towery says, it can be difficult to find motivation to work through perceived weaknesses because the ability to change may seem as hopeless as changing your eye color. However, having a growth mindset can make life easier to navigate because you won't have high expectations of yourself all the time, you won't be afraid of failure, and you will be willing to embrace the challenges that life may throw at you. You will learn to know that you can and will grow throughout your lifetime. Your mindset can even have an effect on your physical health. In a 2012 study on the association between stress perception, health, and mortality, the results showed that participants who experienced high levels of stress had an increased risk of death, but only if they believed stress to be harmful. Those who didn't see stress as harmful were not at any greater risk of death. This proves how powerful our minds are and how much they can truly affect our lives. Now, I want to talk about something that truly helped me to change my mindset. It is important to recognize that thoughts are just thoughts. Your mind is its own bully. It is going to make you think scary and horrible things at times that cause your anxiety to completely overwhelm both your mind and your body. Your mind is the thing that tells you that you need to be anxious about something or overthink a certain thing. But again, thoughts are just thoughts. One quote that I like to live by to ease my anxiety is, "My thoughts don't control me, I do." This simple sentence really broadened my entire perspective of what anxiety is, and that my mind and my thoughts do not have the power to control my life, I do. Your thoughts are not facts, and your mind is never 100% correct, and therefore you should not always take your thoughts so seriously all the time either. I really liked and agreed with this quote from the Anxiety and Depression Association of America that says, "Just because your mind says something important does not mean it actually is important. Just because something feels important also does not mean it is important. What is important is how you treat your mind. If you take everything it says seriously, give it too much respect, and put too much trust in your mind, that is a recipe for an anxiety disorder. Before you can control your mindset, you need to identify the thoughts that you wish to change. The thoughts that you want to change are most likely going to be those that are negative. Be mindful of your negative, intrusive, or discouraging thoughts when they arise. This is called self-awareness. Be aware of how your thoughts are affecting your mood, emotions, behaviors, and actions. This will help you to identify what thoughts you need to change to take charge of your mindset and reduce your anxiety. There are many negative thinking patterns that can occur in your mind. Catastrophizing is always assuming the worst possible outcome without considering realistic or more likely possibilities, such as thinking something like, "If I don't get this job, I will never make money and I will be a complete failure," without even considering the fact that you will most likely will attend other job interviews and eventually find the right fit for you. Another thought pattern is overgeneralization. This is applying what happened in one experience to all future experiences, causing feelings of anxiety because you may feel as though negative experiences are always going to be a possibility. There are so many negative thought patterns, but the last one that I will be mentioning is should statements. This one is self-explanatory. You are always thinking of what you should be doing instead of what you are doing or what you have already achieved. This can leave a person feeling defeated and unmotivated for their future. Once you identify the thoughts you want to change, you can begin to question and analyze them. Think to yourself, are my thoughts helping my current situation or my circumstances? Do I need to be thinking these thoughts at this very moment? Or asking yourself why? Why don't I want to be here? Why does it matter what others think of me? Why am I anxious about this or that? These questions can help you rationalize your anxious thoughts in the moment. Also, analyzing your thoughts can help you to take charge of your mindset. There is a form of analyzing your thoughts called the ABC analysis. The ABC model was created by Dr. Albert Ellis, a psychologist and researcher, and it can be used in cognitive behavior therapy. Here is what each of the letters stand for: adversity or activating event, beliefs about the event, and consequences. ABC analysis can help you identify inaccurate beliefs about certain situations and how your response may not be effective. Here is how the process works. First, you will think of an event that causes strong negative emotions, and you will write down or think of just the facts regarding the event, not your thoughts. Next, you will identify your beliefs about the event and ask yourself questions such as, what was I thinking when this event occurred? What was going through my mind? And you will write down these thoughts. Finally, you will identify the consequences, such as the feelings that you experienced in that event and what actions you may have carried out due to those feelings. An example of the ABC analysis is, let's say, if you go to work and your coworker does not greet you. This is an activating event, and your beliefs may be, they probably didn't say hi to me because they don't like me, or did I say something wrong for them to ignore me? And the consequences would be feelings of hatred, anger, sadness, or anxiety. And analyzing your thoughts in this situation can help you to realize that making those assumptions that your coworker doesn't like you or that you did something wrong may not be true. Part of controlling your anxious thoughts is accepting them. If you continuously push away your unwanted thoughts, you will not gain control and they may come back stronger than before. I have tried just pushing away my anxious thoughts before and they did end up coming back and making me anxious all over again. Instead, try accepting those anxious thoughts and questioning and analyzing them. This way, you will deal with your anxious thoughts rather than avoid them, and this can possibly offer insight as to why specific anxious thoughts are popping up for you. Changing your perspective and the way that you talk to yourself can also help you control your thoughts. Try to step back and picture yourself as someone else looking at your thoughts. This may help you to see the full picture. According to Healthline, talking to yourself in the third person can help too, where instead of saying self-deprecating things like, I feel anxious right now, but I've been through worse in my life, so I can deal with this too. Try saying, I understand that you are feeling anxious right now, but you have worked hard through similar challenges before, and I know that you can face this one as well. Doing this can help you in accepting your thoughts and reasoning with them. Learning how to control your negative thoughts can be difficult, but can also be made easy through two techniques: cognitive restructuring and thought records. Cognitive restructuring can help you in identifying stressful thoughts and replacing them with more productive ones. From Concordia University, they say that the technique involves first identifying a situation that leads to stress and the thoughts and feelings that arise in the situation. Next, you examine the thoughts by determining what is true about them and what is not true. Finally, you come up with an alternative and more balanced thought and determine how you will feel when you adopt this new way of thinking. I'm going to share my own personal example of cognitive restructuring. The situation was about how some of my friends went out to dinner and they didn't invite me to come along. My thoughts that came from this situation was that I wasn't good enough to be around my friends, or that I wasn't good enough to even have friends. I felt hopeless, sad, and very alone at that moment. Some parts that were true about my thoughts were that, you know, sometimes I can be a little talkative and that may come off as annoying, but there were also many parts that were also untrue about my thoughts, like that my friends have always told me how much they appreciated me and how much they enjoyed my company. This allowed me to recognize and come up with the alternative thought that they probably didn't mean to not invite me on purpose, and it most likely was because they forgot, but I also accepted the fact that they do not have to invite me everywhere, and I can have fun and make my own plans without taking what happened to heart. Another technique is thought records, also called thought diaries. Thought diaries are simply stepping back from your experiences to observe and record them. Basically, you are analyzing your thoughts and writing about them. It can highlight where you can replace negative thoughts with positive ones, and it can help you break down your thought process. Finally, I will be talking about positive thinking. You can practice positive thinking through a number of techniques, one of which includes guided imagery. This is simply visualizing positive and peaceful settings, and it is a form of meditation that can be used to manage stress and be positive in negative situations. Another technique is smiling more, according to WebMD. There are so many studies that prove that people who smiled while doing a stressful task felt more positive afterward than those with a neutral expression. So, when in doubt, smile more. Also, you can try reframing your situation. If something bad is happening to you that is out of your control, think of the good parts of the situation rather than the bad parts. Another technique is keeping a gratitude journal. Each day, write out as many things as you want of things that you are grateful for. I was skeptical of this technique at first, but I did eventually tell myself to just try it out. I wrote out 3 things every morning that I was grateful for with a smile on my face, and this set up my whole day for success. It made me more positive and cheerful every day, and although it may sound cheesy, I would recommend giving it a try. And finally, try focusing on your strengths. This is a similar technique to a gratitude journal where you will think about your strengths and write them down and come up with a plan to use that strength each day. To close out this episode, let's just go over what I mentioned to help you take charge of your mindset. First, learning how to have a growth mindset and taking your mind less seriously will be very beneficial. I also went over techniques such as the ABC analysis, changing your perspective, cognitive restructuring, thought records, and positive thinking. I hope that these techniques can offer you some insight into how you can be more in control of your own mind and thoughts. Thank you for listening to the second episode of Cultivating Calm, and I'll see you next time.